This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
All right, let's go to Los Angeles, California, where Charles joins us. Charles, how can we help?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're having a blast. What's going on?
Great. So my wife and I are on baby step 3B, and our question is, should we use some of our money that we have saved up for a down payment to start a business?
What kind of business?
Yeah, so the business consists in creating an app. We have been working with some developers, and it will cost us $20,000, in which we have the option to pay monthly for 12 months, which is $1,667 a month. So we can't cash flow these payments without touching our savings, but we know that eventually we would have to pay for marketing, lawyers, et cetera. So is it okay to use some of our down payment for a business?
Well, I don't think you've given us enough facts for me to say. I'd want to know, okay, I get the $20,000 is for the actual development of the app. Does that include testing as well, or is it just they're going to give you an app and then you start messing with it from there?
No, they will do a lot of testing and make sure everything is, you know, on point.
Okay, and then what are your expenses? Let's fast forward $20,000 later out of your house savings fund. And let's say we got an app, it's been tested, debugged, it's actually working, but now we actually have to get people to use it. What's that going to cost you?
Yeah, that I couldn't tell you yet, you know, but obviously not at that point, but...
Well, but so there's my answer.
People are saving money and
you're not ready.
You have money saved up.
Well, the biggest question is, will this even ROI? Would you be okay if you lit 20 grand on fire and it delayed your house dreams by a year or two?
He doesn't know.
If this is a total failure, you build an app. No, I'm just playing it out to get you to a decision here.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this did not ROI, you just blew 20 grand. Now you're behind on your house dream. Is that okay with you?
I feel like that would be okay. We have 60,000 for a down payment.
Okay.
I'm going to be a little.
And again, these 20,000. Meet the cash flow. We don't even have to touch those $60,000 at the moment.
Yeah, but I appreciate George's question. I'm going to be a little bit more strict on this. The fact that you can't tell me what the next stage of the business looks like, I'm not knocking on you. I'm not trying to be unkind. That's horrible. I wouldn't burn $20,000 and be okay with it under any circumstance. So I appreciate what George is asking. I get it. But I'm telling you, no, you don't even know what the next stage of the business looks like. You shouldn't spend $20,000 on any business idea until you have gotten a whole lot of answers. And you can sit there and say with intelligence in less than 30 seconds or less, here's what my risk factor is, and it's well worth the risk. But you don't have enough information to even answer George's question. So for that reason, George, what am I?
You're out.
I'm out.
You just got shark tanked.
You're not ready.
Well, think about it this way, Charles.
The safer bet's the house, George.
You put 20 grand into the house, that's a guaranteed return in the form of guaranteed equity.
Ding, ding, ding.
You put 20 grand into an app, and we've seen it happen too many times. People get excited about this business idea. They pay this company to produce it, and all of a sudden it just sits there because they didn't think about what's next. How are we going to market it? How are we going to monetize it? Are we going to charge 20 bucks? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Apple's going to take 30% off the top. Are we going to do it free with a freemium model where you can buy things within the app? These are the steps you got to think about when it comes to this business. What is the app? I'm just curious.
Okay, so it's a app is for a dog and daycare boarding. So it wouldn't be for the U.S. It would be for the country my wife and I were born and raised at. And we're just doing some Google research. Like roughly 50% of the population have at least one dog in the household.
Okay, so this would be, you live in the U.S., you're going to try to create an international app? Or that's just for one country?
Yeah, so we have dual citizenship, so, you know, it would be easy for us to just go there and start developing there.
And so the app would allow dog owners to use your app and get daycare services when they're looking for some.
Correct, yeah, we've done some research, and there's no app like that in that country.
Well, there might be a reason, right?
Mm.
There might be a good reason, there might be a bad reason. And so we just want you to be super careful with this cash. because you've worked so hard. So I'll just reiterate, I would tell you to stay in the house savings business and put a really good down payment on for all the reasons George gave. He's absolutely right. And I would tell you that you also need to do way more research. And in the time it takes you to do that research and really figure out, is this a good business idea in this location, you can be saving up the additional 20 grand. But even then, I wouldn't invest it unless I felt like the probability of success was much higher than just, well, let's give it a rip. That's never a good idea. It needs to be, we've done market research. We know there's a need for this.
We have a wait list of 20,000 people who want access to it. That's where I get excited and go, all right, this has some legs on it. So maybe start small. Maybe build a website where it's very archaic and primal, and you go there and you click a few links, but that's going to cost you $100 versus 20 grand.
Oh, I like that, George.
So I think there's better ways to go about this before you go drop that kind of money. So I don't want to squash your dreams. And this could be a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
But I want you to do it in a way that doesn't derail your other financial goals.
That's right.
I appreciate it. Can I ask a real quick follow-up question?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, so since my wife and I are self-employed, should we both open a Roth IRA and max them out during this this process?
Well, if you're in baby step 3B, many choose to invest 15%. And so 15% gets you to maxed out Roth IRAs. That's great. But because you have multiple goals happening right now with the home down payment savings, some people choose to invest less than 15%. Some choose to go zero or up to a match. So for you guys, don't go above 15%.
Okay. And we're also putting $200 in S&P 500. So should we stop doing that?
In a brokerage account outside of retirement?
Yeah.
I would pause on that and stick to your tax advantaged accounts first in retirement. Later on down the road, then we can start looking at those brokerage and bridge accounts.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Good question, Charles. Cool. And hey, man, we're for you. We really are. We just want you to be really, really smart, really, really slow. Slow and smart don't get a lot of clicks on TikTok and Instagram when it comes to advice for businesses. They just don't, because you know why? Nobody gets excited about slow and smart. Well, let me tell you what slow and smart leads to, George. Wealth. Rich people like slow and smart.
They're not impulsive.
Because they've done it over and over again. People that are impatient, wannabes, oh, they like the fast.
Fast and dumb leads
to broke. Fast and dumb. Woohoo! I love it. But this TikTok guy said, and he's got 9 million views. Yeah, well, he's broke. Living in his parents' basement.
Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about investing, visit RamseySolutions.com/investing or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.